my name's Phil. And I like watching things on the big screen and the small screen. So make yourselves comfortable, snuggle up, get cozy. Because I like watching things on Netflix, see? And I've this week been watching something called Luke Cage. It's the ultimate fun, pumping and funkadelic 60-minute spectacular of thrills and dramatic pleasure. There's so much to love about the goings-on in a gang-filled Harlem in New York. Now, Luke Cage is a chap who lives across the city from, you know, it's the same city as Daredevil and the Avengers and Jessica Jones. Now, Luke Cage, our man, he's quite tall, quite buff, but he's a bit grumpy, to be honest, because he's caught in the middle of all of this, the superheroes goings-on, but sort of the side action, the gangsters, and he's got a history, you know, and it's not going to leave him behind. The thing is about Luke Cage, see, he is indestructible. As in, if you punch him in the face, or if you shoot him anywhere, he doesn't leave a mark and most likely will hurt you. So, you know, if you're a baddie, watch out. You're going to love the action, the cliffhangers, and the relative sort of pace of it all. It keeps going, you know. It doesn't lull. And it's so beautifully set as well. Plus, there's an excellent baddie. He's called Remy in House of Cards. And here he's called Cottonmouth. And he makes an excellent gentlemanly gang leader. Now, a question I always ask is, should you watch it? Yes, do it. But ladies and gents, that was just foreplay. If you're ready to get involved with something cheap, or deep rather, deep, meaningful, and watching two slightly drunken, grumpy, musical Mancunian lads make beautiful morning glory music together, then I've got the thing for you. Definitely, not maybe. Expect emotion and a view you haven't seen before of the Gallagher Brothers in Supersonic. Some might say it's directed by the person who brought you the biopic, your dramas, if you like, of Amy from Amy Winehouse and Senna of Ayrton Senna. And he brought them to the big screen. Expect this film about Oasis featuring the many untold stories and unseen footage of Noel and Liam and co. to be rather good, you know, whatever. And in the spirit of Netflix and Phil, let's get it on.
In the 3 years, Oasis will have gone from being a new signing to one of rock's true giants.
What happened to you in those 3 years? So that's a big question.
It is a big question. And it deserves a big answer. We're just lads from a council estate. Two brothers.
No, it's the funny farm.
Head cases.
Shut up, you bastard!
Nobody had heard of us,
but we have spirit.
We never gave up. One night, everything changed.
There is a story about you getting signed to Creation. Alan McGee saw you in the club, is that right?
I did, yeah. He signed us there and then on the spot.
No one had ever come along that was even remotely like us.
Their debut album is already the classic of our time.
Then it just blew up.
The most popular rock and roll band in Britain today.
Oasis were involved in a drunken brawl.
Immediately condemned by politicians.
The day that it steps over into the tabloids, then you've gone to the dark side. Trouble seemed to find us.
It all happened too quick.
Oasis was like a Ferrari. Great to look at, great to drive, and it's been out of control every now and again. Oasis's greatest strength was me and Liam. It's also what drove the band into the ground in the end.
Give it up for Oasis.
One of the biggest bands
just caught fire all over the world.
Sometimes I wish it had gone a different way, but it hasn't.
I just think of the times in which we live, it would be unrepeatable.
So there you go, with no actual actors, just the Gallagher brothers in tow, directed by Matt Whitecross. That is Supersonic. It's rated 15 and out now. And I'm going to say, perfect Supersonic, perfect Netflix and film material.